Spiritual battle today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Thanks for joining the show today. I hope you enjoy what you hear and find it encouraging. That is what I aim to do, to encourage coaches as they serve on the front lines every day. With that in mind, every like, share, and subscription to the show via your podcast provider of choice helps other coaches find the show. In addition, feel free to leave a review or share the show with coaches you know. Today, I want to take a brief look at spiritual battle. As believers, anytime we attempt to accomplish the will of God, whether that be in our personal life or in our profession, there's a real chance that we encounter spiritual warfare. Commonly, it's in the form of doubt, setbacks, or hindrances. If we know this to be true, then how do we deal with it and overcome it? Well, today we get a little insight from Psalm chapter 18, verses 27 to 37. It says this, "For you save a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He's a shield for all those who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great. You gave a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip." Four things stand out in this text that provide guidance for us as we encounter difficulty and potentially spiritual battle. First, in verse 27, we see the importance of humility. God saves a humble people, but it's the haughty, the prideful, that are brought down. As a coach, the day we think we have it all figured out is the day we're destined for a great fall. Humility is key if you're going to allow God to work through you as you lead others. Second, in verse 28, the psalmist speaks of the Lord lighting his lamp and providing light in darkness. If you want to succeed in difficult times or circumstances, two things are crucial. You must be on fire. You must have a passion for the cause. A coach that goes through the motions will not be an effective coach. You also have to recognize that through difficulty, it's God that will provide light in the darkness. He alone can make your way clear. This ties in with humility as well, because when we're proud, we will try to do things in our own strength and fail to lean on God, when all along it's God that can provide the clarity that we need. Third, we must have a faith-driven vision. We see this in verse 29, as the psalmist declares that by God I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. These are descriptions of tasks that cannot be done alone. Through faith in God and his providence, we have the ability to overcome great difficulty and struggle that normally we wouldn't have the strength to do. But again, he is the key. And lastly, in verse 33, the psalmist states, "He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights." This imagery makes me think of a mountain goat hopping along rocks that don't appear to be very stable, and yet the goat hops about without any reservation at all. God provides the same for us in difficult situations. If we lean on him and have absolute faith, we can be confident in our actions, regardless of what they look like to the outside world, because it is in him whom we are secure. Surely, all of these examples found in this passage are applicable to our personal lives, but I also believe they're applicable in our coaching lives. We cannot lead others successfully if we cannot first lead ourselves. This requires humility, a passion for the mission, complete faith in the mission, and the security to make difficult decisions and moves. Coach, as believers, all of these are fulfilled through our faith as we lean upon the one who has given us purpose in what we do. Never forget that you do have purpose, and you've been called to this profession. Coach, I want to encourage you to allow God to work through you as you play a key role in the development of the young men and women in your program. Be humble, be on fire, believe, and find security in Him. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.